your stock rig to full-on LS-powered to buggies on stickies. This is the Total Off-Road Podcast. I'm Steve, and today I'm interviewing the guys from Crawler, and this is episode 206. Seems like I'm solo, but I'm not really solo, because waiting in the wings, we have got DJ Woo Dude.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing?
And then we've got Rick. Just Rick.
Hey, hey. Just Rick.
So they are the owners of Crawler. Off-road, that is. And they make synthetic winch or synthetic recovery equipment. Is that accurate? That's accurate, right?
That's accurate.
That's accurate. Yeah. And you guys just recently. Okay. So some things have changed in the company in the last few months. When did that change happen?
January 1st, basically. First of the year, we panned it out so that it was made taxes easy for everybody.
That would help. Instead of doing the last 2 months of the year, we're like, oh yeah, we have to do all the tax stuff now. Right on. And so we're jumping right into that. I skipped over things. Rick, you were drinking on something earlier. It was a handle of something.
Fireball. No?
Oh my god. Oh jeez. I think I just fell out of my seat.
Rick loves him some Fireball.
I do.
I had forgotten that fun fact about you. What are you sipping on? A Yukon cup.
I got my fancy Yukon cup. I can't remember where I got it. It might have been part of a core swag pack or something.
Ooh.
But I've just got a little bit of Captain Morgan and some ginger ale, some Canada Dry.
What? Ginger ale and Captain?
Yeah,
is better.
Is there a lime in there?
No.
Oh boy.
Limes are for fancy people.
Right.
Can you guys read the bottom of this can?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you read the date?
Yeah. I'll be here as witness to dial the emergency services for you.
It's fine. It's just about 4-3 years old.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. I don't know what we did wrong in this podcast, but at one time there was just beer flowing from the heavens. And they just beer came in boxes every week to Ian's house. And somewhere along the lines, that just quit happening. So now all we have is old beer.
Well, I think what happened is you just didn't drink it fast enough or enough in general. And so being the fact that you have beer from, you know, expired in 2021 that you're about to crack open, maybe is why they slowed down the packages.
I don't know if it's the expiration or the born on.
Oh, could be. I don't know.
Let's hope it's born on.
Fuck it. Not the first time we've done this. Hey. Still smells like, oh God, that smells good. Like that was
a little stronger than when it was put in the can.
I don't know. It was a really delicious smelling blonde ale. I'm drinking a Back Pocket Brewing blonde lager. It is a Gold Coin Hellas, made in Iowa, 5.2% IB, 5.2% alcohol, and it is a 15 IBU. It looks good. The can, it has a nice look to it, and that's good. Probably better fresh. Dude, the notes that are coming off is like this strong ass like vanilla note. That's why I like stopped what I was doing when I took a sniff of it. I was like, whoa, that blonde is strong in there. Anyway, not too bad. Thanks, Chris, for the beers. Now that we've gotten through that, let's go back to talking about.
Thank you, Chris Willie.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody say that when they're reading the bottom of the can?
No.
No, we actually didn't.
Oh, fuck. Everybody's just waiting like, what's it say?
Bottom of the can says Chris W. and the date was 2021.
It's fine. 3/26/21. It's good.
I never claimed to be good at podcasting either. So, you know, it is what it is.
What do you mean they can't see it? So right on. So you guys went through a little bit of changes there at Crawler Off-Road and some rebrand stuff going on. Anybody want to speak up and tell me some more about that?
Yeah, so I had been in discussions with Rick for, you know, months for January 1st for Oh, hopefully. Am I cutting out again?
Yeah, you cut out there for a second.
All right. Well, we had planned for January 1st, like he said, because of tax reasons and other things. But, you know, I had been in the mix for a few months before that. We had been planning some transition. We ended up moving the inventory, changing the business address, you know, all the goodies that come along with, you know, changing ownership or portions of ownership of a business. And then I kind of came in and had a whole bunch of ideas, right? So being new blood into a business, I didn't feel it like I was doing it purposely, like putting my stamp on the business necessarily, but I would see things and they would just like, they would hit me. I'm like, all right, well, I really want to change that, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. So we ended up like website redesign. You know, I hit that up pretty quickly. We worked through, you know, a completely different theme. We kept, or we retained our BigCommerce website. But, you know, we did the website redesign and then, you know, more things thereafter as well. But I've been really excited to just get on board and kind of put a stamp on it. And it's been going pretty good so far.
When I saw that all of a sudden you were part of Crawler and you guys were starting to do stuff, I was like, oh, this is about to get good. because DJ, in the short time that I've known you since I think 2021, maybe it was late 2019, you lie. You are full of shit.
When did we do the Trail Riders?
October, late October of 21. Late October of 20. Yes. COVID was a thing.
Yes, because we had already had Lincoln. Right. Jess was on the walker.
Yep. So yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've known each other for a little while. Here we go. Breaking up again.
When did you start the podcast? What year?
Late 2019. Christmas of 19.
All right. Yeah. So I knew you as of episode 13, because that was the first episode that Crawler was part of. And Ricky reached out to me and said, hey, dude, we were on a podcast. You should listen to it. And I've listened to every single episode since. So you're welcome.
What a guy. I don't know who to thank more. Rick for bringing you in here, or you for listening. In the time that I have known you, in the few short years here that we've known each other, I have watched you do a few things business related. And it's fun to watch you when you go to do something because you're all in.
Right.
Like, right. Is it fair, Rick? Is it fair to say that he's a doer?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I was gonna say I feel like that's fair to say. So yeah, when I saw that you were about to be a part of this, I'm like, oh, this is gonna get good. I'm about to watch this go down. And so yeah, I'm excited to see.
It's been crazy for me because
you have an active
partner. I always kind of was the one that had the wild ideas, right? I had no idea how to make them work, but I just had like these wild ideas, and Fred was always very grounded and kept me mm-hmm. grounded and everything. And now I'm turning around being the one going, dude, are you sure? We can't do that. We can't do that.
I don't know if you, man, this is
so tough. Like, I mean, I'm not like putting reins on him. I mean, I'm not like saying like, I'm just like, sometimes we gotta learn to walk before we can run. But yeah. Like, you know,
it's easy to get excited when something's
new. Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly. I find it hilarious because I almost feel like it's just been 180 role reversal.
Well, you brought in the woo dude.
He recognized that I was going to be the visionary real fast, I think. And so bad because, you know, I do have kind of a short attention span for things sometimes. And especially because we've been doing a lot of prototyping and sample products and trying to come up with cool ideas and a way to move forward. And he's got to slow me down sometimes because I'll just be shoving stuff through Facebook Messenger at him. Like, dude, yep. we can do this. We can do that. We can do this. We can do that. And I just get a little bit ahead of myself because we have to wait sometimes waiting on communication or something like that. And so I start twiddling my thumbs, and that's bad news for everybody.
I like it. I was going to ask you, do you have ADHD?
Undiagnosed.
Undiagnosed. Okay. I was just curious.
I was diagnosed in the third grade with attention deficit and hyperactivity.
I was diagnosed in like sixth grade, but I was like, eh, I don't know if that's still accurate, but I am, if I look at the symptoms, I'm textbook. So I am pretty sure I have it. The reason I asked that is because how fast you like run through ideas. Like you start having ideas and you're like, let's go, 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 go. And you get really excited, especially when you get something new and you just like laser focus on it. Just common traits of ADHD.
That's exactly how I work. And it's tough to maintain focus in one direction, but I want to just hammer down and for Crawler, like I'm really passionate about this because there's really only like a couple of things that I truly care about. And that's one is my family. Right. And then two, I wouldn't necessarily put them at two in line, but two is our customers, right?
Yeah.
We're really a proponent of providing a reasonable price product that's quality. But we really want to back it by a good warranty and you know, stellar customer service too, because that I think is most important. I want to be able to pick up the phone and call somebody that when I buy a product and say, hey, this didn't work for what I thought it should do. What can you do to help me? And I want to be here on the other side of things to help people with that situation. Hopefully it never comes up, but you know, what are you going to do if you buy something from Amazon and are you going to call somebody on the other end of Amazon and say, hey, you know, this thing has a tear in one of the fibers. I don't really like the way I pulled it out of the package. If that's the case with us, there's going to be no questions. You're going to send me a picture. We're going to verify that there's a problem. We're going to shoot you a new product because we care about you that much.
Right. That is for sure. The customer side of stuff. Yeah, you'll end up once you run through enough customers, you'll find somebody. Something will happen. We've been having some shipping issues here lately where USPS has been breaking boxes and things haven't been arriving. So that's fun. And that may just be a necessity of getting a heavier weight box, but like it doesn't happen that often. So it's really weird. Like you have to pick and choose your battles on that one. So it'll happen eventually. You'll have something happen. Lucky for you guys, your stuff doesn't weigh that much, except for maybe the ropes, the kinetic ropes. But so anyway, what else is going on with Crawler? You guys got events coming up this year?
We got a few. Not a ton.
We don't have any. Uh-oh. There we go.
Try again.
We don't have any planned events like we did the Arctic Crawl at the first of the year. We don't have anything else planned like that yet. Hope to put something together at some point soon, but we might be participating in some other events. You know, we just did Snowway Dude up in Houghton Lake, Michigan with Discover 4x4 Adventures, and that was a great time with good people. We don't have anything planned
We don't have any personal events necessarily planned. We will be at the Blessing of the Jeeps in Mesick. I believe that is May 4th. It's May 4th. So we'll be at the Blessing of the Jeeps. And then possibly like a local shop here has an open house and a few small things like that. But hopefully we can set up and put together another Crawler official event. That was a good time and worked well. So hopefully we can do that again.
Where did you host that at?
We actually rented out Rocks and Valleys. So we had the whole park to ourselves.
And that was the same weekend as that was for New Year's, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was New Year's Day.
Couldn't make it, unfortunately. Would have liked to. That would have been cool. How'd it go? Was it good?
Yeah, it was real good.
Yeah, it's awesome. That is awesome.
We had a little bit of snow.
Better than any snow. But
Hey, it's Kyle. While I'm editing this, unfortunately, they had connection issues, and I can't fix latency issues, as well as the fact that if I take it out, the conversation kind of doesn't make any sense. So just bear with us here. We'll work on it for next time. And yeah, back to it.
Yeah, I was just curious if you guys have events you were attending. It's not the personal events, but ones you were attending. And to see how much you had set for there. What else you gonna tell me about the old Carl Crawford? There's so many things to talk about.
Well, I mean, we've also done shipping. I know you're laughing, coming to come in on this, but a lot of these things they're I'm really passionate about. So
I'm laughing because I'm not throwing the potato to anybody in particular. And so Rick is like for DJ to respond, and DJ's looking at Rick at like, you want me to take this? It's just dead airspace. So I'm just watching the two of you and I'm just grabbing the fuck up.
It's going to go either a little bit of dead airspace or it's going to be talking over each other. So I don't know which is better.
I'm going to try to toss the potato to somebody.
Yeah, you should call us out. If you ask a question, you need to call one of us out.
That's right. That's what I need to do.
Yeah, I think so.
And then you decide who wants to answer that.
Right. And then, yeah, exactly. So the one thing, one of the changes we made with the website redesign, I will mention, I've already said it once, is that we created an entire section, the synthetic recovery gear section within the website that is all free shipping. So that's anything soft shackles, synthetic wind tropes. I don't have the website open, but we've got flat strap tree savers, the tree saver soft shackles, the flat, the 20-foot, 3-inch flat straps, and some other products in there as well. So you know, free shipping is a big thing, so we wanted to do that.
That's free shipping across the board on those products, not if you buy so much of them.
Correct. You can buy one and it's still free shipping.
Sheesh, that's a good deal. Let me tell you about my experience with that. I had shipping included with my skillets and my abandoned carts on that. On those products were very low, because if somebody put it in their cart, it meant that they were interested and they wanted to see how much it was going to cost. And then when they went to the cart, it was the same price and they're like, oh shit. And so they bought it. Yeah. So having that, having the shipping included in that really makes a difference. So
yeah. And then a lot of it, you know, we've got some promo codes flying around, like your TOP10, the Heat Treated Garage HTG10. And then stop it. and then a couple of you know, partner companies or social media folks as well have some. And so a lot of it's like that price with free shipping. Oh, and then that's right, I get 10% off too. So it's actually a really good deal for people right now if in that section for the free shipping with the 10% off.
Who are you guys? TikTok?
No.
Have you noticed that on all the TikTok shop deals, man? No, you haven't noticed that yet.
I stopped playing on TikTok for a while. I think I'm going to get ready and start back up with crawler motivation. I did that for a while with the trailer rental business that I ran a couple of years back, and
that'd be pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, I've got like almost 30,000 followers, and I just morphed 30,000. Yeah. And I've morphed that into the crawler page now. So I've categorized that, and then I'm going to start hammering some social media back out there through TikTok as well.
I like it. I like it a lot. Let me see here. One of you guys, we'll start with DJ since you are ultra passionate. And if you want to pass the potato to Rick because he's been doing it longer, I'm good with that as well. Can you tell me a little bit about synthetic stuff? Like, you were kind of rambling on about, you guys were doing some product development stuff and you were talking about knots and I don't know, materials and all kinds of shit to do with that. And I'm like, I don't, that's over my head. You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
I'm going to toss the potato to Rick because he's the tech guy.
I like it. Hey, Rick, this is the coolest thing. So if you go back to episode 13, this is going to be fun. Anybody that's listening to this, you get done listening to this episode, go back to 13. And Rick is the talkative one and Fred is the quiet one. And I think we had to get Red to drink to even get any words out of him.
Yep. And yeah,
you're drinking and DJ is doing all the talking. You're right. This is a 180.
Yep. Yep. So yeah, the rope, is all UHMWPE. It's ultra high weight molecular polyethylene. Kind of a industry standard for, soft shackles and winch line. Kinetic rope is a different, a different animal. It's a different style of rope, because obviously winch line does not have any kinetic properties, or, well, I mean, it stretches a tiny bit, but not, not like a kinetic rope would. So when he's referring to knots, it's more so a way of, the knots is in reference to soft shackles.
Yeah,
and it's more so a way of terminating the ends, right? So some soft shackles, you'll see the tails just kind of stick out the end, and they're cut and heated down, melted down, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And then some knots, they actually will revert back, or 180 back into the rope, and you never see a tail because the tail is actually buried deep inside of the rope. And then sleeves, there's a couple of different styles of sleeve.
Go ahead.
There's kind of a loose fitting, maybe you'd call it sleeve, that it's capable of sliding up and down and moving around.
That's what you got.
Which is typically, yep, that's what we have right now. That's typically a Cordura polyester blend. And then there are some manufacturers that use I just read how they described it, a wrap, a literal corded wrap, around the soft shackles. I've never seen that on a winch line, because I don't think you would necessarily want that on a winch line for any reason. On the winch line, you kind of want just the normal loose one, potentially even be able to slide it around so you could put it on a rock if necessary, or if you had to go around a tree or something for some reason. But anyway, there's some soft shackles will have the corded type.
Spill my beer.
Actual tight wrap around it. All of our winch line is, oh, hey, looky there. Looks like, oh, that's an old school. That's a permanent hook, right? That's old school rope.
Yeah, this is an old school one here.
Yeah, that's one of our original.
Yep. This rope is actually going to Brian Trowings, who won this one.
Yep.
Yeah.
The reason I could tell is the hook and the thimble actually in the end of the rope.
I could wander my ass to the shop and grab a red one that I have that is different than this.
A little bit different. Yep. Yep.
The reason I grabbed this one is because we're talking about the cords or the wraps, and on this generation, the wrap was stitched in to right here. And so you couldn't slide it. And I think on the one that I have on my Jeep, I actually took that stitch out.
Yeah. So you could pop that. It.
Yep. Yeah. I popped that thread, that stitch right there. And then I could slide it that way. If I needed to put this wrap further down on the rope to avoid a rock, or whatever, I could do that. I could slide that cord, the protective shielding. And yep.
There should probably be, I'm not going to lie, I can't remember the one that's particularly in your hand.
Yeah.
The old school ones. But there should be two actual sleeves on the ropes. One is, they're actually stitched at both ends. The one at the lug end that bolts to the winch, we highly recommend that you keep that in place, because that can indicate, or that can work as a good indication of when to stop pulling your winch line out. Okay, so that's got the, before the metal lug, that's the, what's the set bolt style? What's that called?
Yeah.
Set screw style.
Yep. It has the protective cord down here. So yeah, you would attach that to the winch, and then this would keep it from burning on the drum getting hot with the brake or anything like that.
Sort of, yeah. It only covers about, well, it's variable depending on the size of your drum, right? Some drums are a little fatter than others, but it'll only get about 5 to 7 wraps of the drum. So you are still going to have some rope on the first line of drum that's not quote protected by the sleeve. Typically, unless you're doing a lot of long, hard line pulls, you're probably not going to heat the barrel up hot enough to worry. Those ropes are usually good for just under 300 degrees. But what I like them for is when you're pulling the winch line out, if you have to pull a long winch line out, if you see that sleeve start coming out through your fair lead, stop. Because you're getting too close to your mounting location. You need to maintain a certain amount of wrap around the barrel in order for the winch to pull correctly without putting too much stress on the mounting location of the winch line.
There goes Steve doing Steve stuff. Do you guys sell winch line extensions?
So
potato, but the potato was being passed. That was just a thought about the line being pulled out all the way to the end, and I'm like, at which point you should buy? Oh, wait a minute. What's the
currently no?
Okay,
coming soon.
As of today,
no, but maybe.
Right.
Coming soon. New product alert.
Oh boy. Didn't we have this conversation pre-show? Should we have had this conversation a couple weeks ago?
yeah, sure, but it doesn't matter because, you know, when we put them out to market, you're all going to know because we're going to advertise them. So buy them then.
Yeah. So you guys are getting some extensions. How long are they going to be?
We're thinking that we're going to start with a 40-foot extension.
Nice.
Very cool. Which then, you know, could potentially be worked down to half if you had to do that.
Oh yeah, pretty easy, right? Just split it and soft shackle it and put a ring in it. Can you just if you were to split a winch line like that, could you just put a soft shackle in the middle? That'd be fine, wouldn't it?
Pulled directly on the rope. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It wouldn't hurt anything. Hopefully.
Oh, I haven't tested it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would be a problem.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be any different than pulling on the end of the winch line or the extension line that doesn't have any thimble in it anyway.
Right. Yeah. It wouldn't be any different than that with no thimble. Yeah. It would be just the same. So yeah. So you could just double it over on a soft shackle. And that'd be pretty cool.
40 feet keeps it from being super, super bulky in the back of your rig or, you know,
right.
And yeah, you know, you pull out 70 feet ish of winch line, add 40 feet of extension. If you still can't reach what you're going for,
you probably should
have. Yeah. You probably should have thought better before entering.
That's literally enough cord to go under your rig and go back to wherever you came from.
Just about.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, if you're that far out, you shouldn't be there without friends.
That's for sure.
Yep. I guess, you know. Cool. That'll be a cool addition to the website. I should be fiddling around over here. So I have you guys' website pulled out. Ooh. I do like the revamp on the website. It is very pretty. Is very aesthetically pleasing, like the two-tone gray and black on the website itself. And I'm just kind of looking around at the different products that are on here. And if you guys at home that are listening to this or at work that are listening to this, you should just go get on the website right now and look at it with me. Right now I'm in the...
Yeah, phone. And if you don't have anything that you necessarily need to order right now, but you have some of our products, please, please, please leave us a great review.
Yes, you should do that. Leave a great review. I do not want your cookies. Reject all cookies. Thank you, sir.
I like cookies.
Good day, sir. I want a diet. No cookies here. I'm looking at the shop. Oh, okay. So are there all different things here? I don't know what I'm doing with my hands. Oh, look at this. I put in the kinetic rope, and you wouldn't believe what came up on my screen. The picture that you have for the kinetic rope. Unbelievable. I'm not buying this rope now. They support Toyotas.
I was going to say, I think I know which one he's talking about.
It's this real cute blue Toyota. At least the hood
of Tiffany.
It is Tiffany.
The yeah. Tiffany blue Toyota. Yeah.
Actually. Oh no, it's not Oasis. It's C. What's it called? Oh man, it just slipped my mind. Yeah. See, I'm just kind of thumbing around here and seeing what you guys had on the old product line.
Hey, the fact that he sent us this photo is like the one time that he hasn't come up short on something though.
Says the other.
Yeah, we all know he got on a ladder to take that picture.
Oh, he was standing on the tire for sure.
Yeah, he needed a ladder to get on the tire.
Yes, also a full size ladder. So yeah, you guys got winch ropes and soft shackles. There was a question the other day on Facebook. Did either of you catch that on the Trail Riders page asking about soft shackles and diameters?
I don't believe I did see that. No,
because you guys are too busy over there on that other page.
I don't know about you, but I'm busy building the business, and so I can't be on Facebook all the time.
I'm actually not building a business. I'm just hanging out most of the time.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
So our 3/8 soft shackles. You know, we advertise a minimum brake strength of 32,000 pounds. I think on them. They should be, you know, darn well good enough to do just about anything that's going to be, you know, wheeling with us regularly up to, you know, a full size rig or full size like my Dakota. You know, nobody lets me call it a full size rig except for it's, you know, just as big and tall as my 2500 HD Duramax.
Yeah. Oofta.
Oofta. It's a big truck. It's really tight to squeeze places.
So it is like one of the first posts, just the second post on the Trail Riders page. And it's talking about watching the video of the rope that went through the windshield of the Bronco. And then it's like, it says that there's a couple companies that recommend a 7/16 rope. And then he was asking about you guys selling a 3/8. And so he wanted to know if he needed to go to a bigger rope or what the deal was there.
Are you talking about kinetic rope diameter or are you talking about soft shackles? Because I believe that the way that he's asking is in that video, the author, I don't know who you, what do you call the rope main, the guy in the video, guy that actually physically got hit.
Uh-huh.
He did say that after speaking to industry leaders, he wouldn't say who he was talking to for obvious reasons, but. He was informed that he did use or was using a rope that was too large, a kinetic rope that was too large for the scenario.
Using a like 1-inch rope. A 1-inch rope. So his kinetic rope was acting as basically a flat strap because it was too big in diameter to do the kinetic things it needs to do.
Yes. Sort of, yeah. So a 7/8 to 1-inch difference, or even a 3/4 to 1-inch difference.
20-something thousand?
You're still going to feel some of the kinetic properties, but you're not going to feel as much of them. Mm-hmm. However, that whole scenario, I believe, was... I've been refraining from giving a public opinion on the video.
Right.
I feel that there was a sort of almost a perfect storm of issues involved. There was not one specific thing done wrong. There was several things that weren't necessarily wrong, but weren't necessarily right.
Yeah.
Little stuff like his kinetic rope was a 1-inch rope when his vehicle should probably have a 7/8. Again, That size difference is very small in comparison.
Right. But
I don't believe that was going to, you know, that what was the alternative? The kinetic rope was going to break instead of the soft shackle. Like, probably not. But
how many times have you seen that?
Again, you know, a kinetic rope break?
Yeah.
I've only seen it a couple of times.
Really?
Yeah. One specific guy that we talked to had one break. He was down, I believe he was it Hilton Head in South Carolina, where it's the beach that's like 14 miles long or 20 miles long, a beachfront on the ocean.
Oh, it wasn't that Outer Banks?
Outer Banks, sorry, yeah, sorry. Outer Banks, and he was out there in his four-door, I think it's like four-door JL or something. But sort of your average size Wrangler, whether it was JK, JL, I can't remember, but built 37s, I think, but, you know, average weight.
Barely.
And he came across a diesel pulling a fifth wheel camper stuck in the sand. And
pulled out his 3/4-inch recovery rope.
And he, I can't remember if he had, I think he had a 7/8 rope, but he hooked up his rope and drug that truck 14 miles.
Holy shit.
Yes.
I expected you were going to tell me that he just hit it real hard and popped it.
He got the truck out. He got the guy out. And, but he literally every time and when I say like 14 miles, so the truck would drive, but he would only drive maybe 100-150 feet and then he would get stuck again.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was essentially 14 miles of give it a hit and go for as far as we can go, and then berries, back it up, give it a hit, go as far as we can go, bear, you know.
Holy
and cow. It was just kind of this chain reaction of just keep working our way down the beach. And they finally got the truck out and everything. Like, this guy was so deep in that the first like four tow companies that he called just laughed at him and hung up.
Wow.
And I guess, you know, it was going to be thousands of dollars to get a tow truck in there to pull him out.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy just like, yeah, whatever. Like, he didn't have, I guess, apparently he didn't have anything better to do that day. So he drug a diesel with a fifth wheel out of the Outer Banks. But then the next time he was out wheeling and went to use his rope, they hit it and it snapped.
No shit.
And so he was talking to us at an event and explained or told us all of this. And I was, you know, I was just in shock and awe.
After you pick your jaw up off the floor, what'd you tell him?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, and, you know, if I remember the story correctly, it was one of our ropes.
Oh, really?
And I was crazy. Literally like flabbergasted. And the guy literally looks at me. He goes, please, I've already ordered a new rope. You mean I ordered it a year ago? Like, this was an old story. He's like, I ordered it like a year ago. I'm not asking for anything for free because I just wanted you guys to know what it was capable of. And he's like, I'm not even the slightest bit upset. He's like, mm-hmm. I drug a truck 14 miles. Like, the fact that it did that, first of all, was impressive to me. The fact that it broke, okay, fine. So I, you know, $160-$170 rope, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I drug a truck for 14 miles, you know, like it was a super awesome story, but like I was flabbergasted when I heard the story. I was like, oh my God, are you serious? And the guy he's like, the guy just kept telling me the tow truck companies wouldn't come get him.
Yeah.
He was just stuck out there. Like literally and figuratively stuck out there.
Fuck yeah. Jeez.
But I digress. I don't even remember where we came off the rails from.
Thank you, 8HP70. Or whatever.
I guess, like I said, I can't remember which one. I think it was a JL. Yeah. It was the guy from Snowway that got up and was talking about us. Remember DJ? Yeah, that was a JL, yeah, wasn't it?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Grief.
Well, so he might have had a JL. He might have had a JL at Snow. I think he had a JK at that time, though, because that was a few years ago.
Yeah, that was because you were there when he was telling us that story. That was Toledo.
Yeah, we were at Toledo Jeep Fest and he walked up and you know, proceeded to tell us a story for 20 minutes and it left us all kind of flabbergasted, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did you ask him for the rope?
No, I don't know what he ever, I don't even know. As far as I know, he threw it in the garbage, I guess. That would have been one to keep for a souvenir.
That's a wall hanger.
Yeah.
Went through torture. It would have been cool to see where it broke at and how the strands broke. Yep, like, you know, could look at, like, how did this come apart? Like, did it break up by the end? Did it break snap, you know, in the middle somewhere? That sort of thing would be pretty cool. But that is a definite torture. So you're like, you're talking about trying to, you're dragging 16, you're snapping on 16,000 pounds.
Minimum.
With another 6,000 pound, 6,000 pound vehicle.
Right. Over and over and over and over again.
In sand. So you know they're not taking it off. So it's just dragging through the sand, picking up sand, then snapping, you know, then jerking again. And I'd be interested to see what the temperature of that rope was.
Yeah.
If there's any like heat change in it, you know what I mean?
Yep. Agree.
Holy cow. So
there's no way we'll ever know any of those answers, but yes, absolutely. No, those would have been some awesome. Well, I guess we could recreate it.
Let's go.
DJ, grab the diesel in your camper. Let's go.
And the camera. Diesel camera. And
the camera.
We're putting that on YouTube for sure. Unless, of course, it breaks on the first hit. We're not putting on YouTube.
Oh, no. That would never make the cut. To circle back around with you, Steve, I recall the first question. It was in regards to a 3/8 soft shackle or a 7/16 soft shackle. And my recommendation is we will never be opposed to you buying for yourself what you think is necessary for yourself. Even if that means we don't have that offering currently, if you need to spend that money, spend the money and have what you need to feel safe for yourself. And hopefully someday we can have that product for you. But if it's not today, no hard feelings.
Also, there was a lot of talk about the different manufacturers and ratings and weight ratings and things like that. And so that may be something to look at too. Yes, you're buying a 7/16 shackle, but what's the rating on it? Is the 3/8 shackle closely rated from a different manufacturer? You know what I mean? Like,
there's a lot of misguided advertising around, especially on Amazon. There's a lot of soft shackles that are advertised as a half inch soft shackle, when in fact they're using 3/8 rope, similar to ours. They pump up the rating. I don't know why, but what they're doing is they're actually measuring just below the knot where there's two sections of 3/8 rope stacked on top of each other, which gives them a half inch diameter in that, you know, a couple inch span. And so they're actually advertising it as a half inch soft shackle. So that's not anything that we'll ever participate in. Our soft shackles are a 3/8 winch rope soft shackle, or it's made out of the same material as a 3/8 winch rope. And it is a 10 inch inside diameter, which we consider as an XL or an extra large, because most of them out on the market are going to be closer to the 6 inch range.
Yeah. I love the 10 inch one that I have.
They're super handy.
Use it quite a bit. I also like my 10 footer, but there's that too.
That's a 36 inch soft shackle.
Correct. Yep.
It's only 10 feet if you stretch it out long ways.
That's the other misguided advertising too, is that a lot of them they're advertising at a 22 inch soft shackle, but what that actually is that's a soft shackle laid out flat and it's measured at its length. So when it's turned back on itself and reconnected at the knot, again, you're at a 6 to 8 inch soft shackle. So ours are even a bit longer than that yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I actually don't know if it's a full 10 foot. I've never actually measured one laid out straight.
Where did I get that number?
They're big.
Was it Ian?
I might have said that one time, but I don't know that it was an official. We've never laid it out and measured it.
It's a 36 on the site.
The way we measure a soft shackle is the diameter in a circle. If you lay it out in a circle.
Here's what I can tell you. the 36 inch tree saver, currently crawler tree saver soft shackle, is really handy when the only thing you have to attach to is your 9 inch and you're in mud. And so you just wrap that thing around your 9 inch like it's a tree trunk and hook that to your kinetic. And then you let your buddies pull on you.
Mm-hmm. You love your leaf springs, don't you?
And fuck them.
Well, you know,
that was the discussion. Like, don't pull too hard.
I would like the whole Jeep to come out of the hole, not just the rear axle.
Yeah, Nathan would pull me out with his Durango, his 5.9 Durango, and I was like, I mean, hit, but don't hit. Yeah, I would like to be able to drive this back to the trailer. And it worked out good. He at first he was just getting a little like 1 to 2 foot run, pretty short. And then by the time we were making headway going backwards, it was just slow headway. And then we got towards the end and he was giving it like 3 foot hits. And when he did like a 3 foot hit, finally, it just like come like you could soft shackles or not soft shackles, kinetic ropes, man. What a difference from a flat strap. Holy cow. I remember when I first started, all we had was a snatch strap, which is just a 2 inch flat strap or a 3 inch flat strap. And 3 inch. Not in my neighborhood, boy. We live on the wild side.
You had that 2 inch with the integrated hooks on each end with the little spring clasps, you know? That's the
one. What are you doing? Six inch flat strap?
That sounds like the burn.
That sounds like a good way to break your neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. You snap on that sucker, boy. You hit on that with a 2-3 foot run and ooh, you'd be looking for the ibuprofen later.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I remember those days back then when it hit, man, it was pow, and it would be a hit. Everything in the Jeep would shake. Now with soft shackle or with a kinetic rope, it hits and it's just like this is super, like you're like, did that even, how do we move 5 feet?
It's kind of like, are they going to pull? Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, they already pulled, you know, and that's right. The nice thing about the kinetic ropes is you're kind of almost waiting for the. So, I mean, if you hit it hard, you're hitting it hard, right? You're going to still feel a jerk, but it's not going to be nearly as what it is with a flash trap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you have to hit hard, you probably should be going to a winch at that point. A kinetic is designed for momentum bumps, not bumper to bumper takeoff in the opposite direction as hard as you can go, right? That's not mechanical sympathy on anything. Does a kinetic make that softer than a traditional flat strap? Yeah. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's designed for more of a momentum, 3 to 5 miles an hour, roll into it and just let it do its thing, not bumper to bumper and put her to the wood. You know, if you got to go bumper to bumper and put it on the wood, you probably should be going to a winch.
You're no fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far from a business perspective, I mean, right. we kind of suggest to start at 1 or 2 mile an hour and just rolling, and let the rope pull tight, and that should stretch and provide some kinetic energy up to about 5 or 6 miles an hour. But much after that, we're not going to be recommending it, you know, as a manufacturer. So
circles back around to that video.
Right. Mm.
I haven't watched that video yet, so I don't know how hard they were jerking on it. Full run.
Well, it was hard enough to bend a bunch of sheet metal behind the bumper in the support area of the Bronco that was stuck. So yeah, it was a pretty heavy hit.
It ripped the steel bumper.
Wow. I didn't watch the video. Was it just the rope that came through the windshield?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Kinetic rope went through the windshield.
Yep.
Yes.
That is wild.
Yep. And had the soft shackle not broken on the second hit, the Jeep would have had the front bumper and kinetic rope come through the back window of the Jeep. Not the whole bumper, the chunk of bumper that broke off, the clevis hook. The hook, the clevis mount with a chunk of steel on it is what ripped out of the bumper and was held on by a piece of 3/16 plate on the front of the bumper, like a decorative plate. It's obviously 3/16, so it's a little more than decorative, but it had wedged into that and bent that plate and was working on pulling through that. But thankfully, and I say thankfully because thankfully the soft shackle broke, causing the rope to go the other direction, because had that chunk of steel gone towards the Jeep, it would have been bad. The soft shackle was also attached directly to a steel square D-ring mount with no D-ring in it. So the soft shackle was put into a position where it had to attach to a point that was not properly radiused.
Oh, I see. It was just a slug for a D-ring.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no radius on the edges. So it was just a hard 90 coming out of that. And they were snapping and they were jerking on it hard enough to break the hook out of the Bronco.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's where
they should have been into a winch long before then. I mean, in all reality.
Yeah.
Damn. Not saying that, you know, lightens the situation. We're still, you know,
it was not
terribly
great,
heartfelt that, you know, he was injured. We're glad it wasn't as bad as they originally thought. You know, he's pretty well healed from the looks of it in the video. But yeah, just an unfortunate situation overall.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
If you're dealing with synthetics, make sure it's properly radiused. Yeah, it's gotta
be. That's why I said too, it was almost like a perfect storm, right? It wasn't just one thing that was that's the problem or that was what caused it. It was just sort of a whole conglomeration of a bunch of things that kind of just added up to that bad scenario. And, you know, everybody can learn from it and move on. And I think that's exactly what the guy did himself, is learned from it and moved on.
Mm-hmm.
So changing pace a little bit, I did a basic circumference calculation on our Tree Saver soft shackle, and based on a 36-inch inside diameter or thereof an 18-inch radius, you can do a 2 pi r calculation and find the circumference at 9.42 feet. Oh, FYI.
Boy. Close.
9.25? I'll do it.
Yeah, nine, almost close, 9.5. Yeah.
Close to 10. Close to 10. Hey, so look, anyway, wanted to round up.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. One other thing that we did, you know, recently roll out, Steve, that we haven't discussed quite yet, is an actual printed comprehensive warranty. So we put out some advertising for our new 3G warranty. The 3Gs stand for Great Gear Guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'd have to read it off the website to get it exactly right. But to get it close, hey, if you have a problem, you're going to send us a picture. If it can be verified that you didn't cut the thing, you know, knife it some way, somehow, putting on something that's, you know, not properly radiused, if it was an actual manufacturing defect or it failed in a way that we don't think it should have, we're going to send you that product, free replacement, free shipping, the whole nine yards, you know, one time over the life of a product. So that also threads through the same vein that these synthetic products, they don't last forever. You're going to have to replace them from time and time, you know, time and time again, every couple of years. That was one other thing that was mentioned in the video that we just discussed, is, you know, he had that soft shackle for a year and a half or 2 years or something to that nature. He also boasted that he had 200 recoveries under his belt. And so it's like, well, how many times did that soft shackle get used? And now you're blaming this Amazon bought soft shackle. I'm not making light of the situation, but it's like, well, hold on a second. We all have to recognize that synthetic fibers do break down over time.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, they're cheap overall when in consideration of your safety. So $60 for a pair of soft shackles every year. Whoop-de-dang-do. You know, that's the kind of the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has to do with usage and storage too, right? If you are the guy that throws your soft shackles on your dashboard and they're getting direct UV, you know, all the time, yeah, you better be buying new ones every year.
Yeah.
You know, you're the guy that's out there doing 200 plus recoveries, right? Yeah. You better be buying some fresh equipment every year or two, depending on, you know, how much you have and how much you're rotating it into the usage. But, you know, if you are a weekend warrior that gets to go maybe once a month, right? You might, you know, yeah, maybe 2 years, and you store properly, clean them after every use, and store them in the back of your vehicle, not in direct sunlight, not, you know, you might get a couple years out of them. But yes, everything does break down and does have a lifespan depending on
right
on usage.
Absolutely. Anything else you guys want to add to talking about crawler? Anything coming up that you want to talk about before we wrap it up? What do you think? Nothing? We talked about everything?
Stay tuned for more upcoming changes and quite possibly new products.
2024 is going to be a year of changes with crawler, so just can check back periodically to see what's going on with the website and see what's on there.
Yep. We've mentioned winchline extensions, but there may be more.
There may or may not be things changing. That's cool.
There may be more new products coming.
That as well. I'm excited to see what you guys do in 2024 with the brand and with the products and see where that takes you.
I think we could both agree that we're definitely hoping to build a much stronger brand.
Yeah, me too. I hope that you guys are going to build a nice, strong brand and find a few good partners to work with to build that brand up and grow Crawler Off-Road into whatever you guys want it to be.
Yeah, I mean, the idea for us essentially is that if you were to draw a line and you put Amazon all the way at the left side, and you put Warn and Yankum ropes on the right side, we want to shoot the gap, right? We want to provide, you know, the quality gear at reasonable prices, more reasonable, like so that, you know, your average Joe can buy them. We're also going to back it by that comprehensive warranty and have stellar customer service. So, you know, it's kind of a win-win all the way around for it.
Trick. Oh, I thought he was like raise his hand. Yeah, that's awesome.
No, I moved my microphone up so I could yawn.
Oh, I got you. That's awesome. I have some interesting thoughts. So do I need to still shout out Crawler Off-Road and the partner companies?
I mean, we can root you on while you do it.
Love it. All right, you guys ready to wrap this one up?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having us on. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good time. The pre-conversation was a lot of fun too. You guys can't hear that because otherwise I think Rick said he'd have to kill you. So obviously crawleroffroad.com, go check them out and get you some soft shackle gear. And maybe if you haven't re-upped, now I'm kind of considering I need to re-up because I haven't re-upped any of my gear in a while. Maybe I need to go and check out my fibers and see how they're looking. And re-up on some of those things. Go check out Complete Off-Road and CompleteOffroad.com if you need anything for your rig. Chris is over there, and Chris and Rich and Sue will take care of you. So just give them a call at 563-583-5363. Check out Off-Road Anonymous if you need any kind of fabrication stuff that you're working on. You guys still talk to Jacob much?
From time to time.
Yeah, same.
I do.
Yeah. Go check out the offroadanonymous.com if you're looking for anything to do fabrication stuff on your rig or organization stuff in your garage. He's got a bunch of cool stuff over there. Check out Summershine Supply. Spring's coming up. You're going to need to get some cool products for your cleanup after you go wheeling. We've got some Relentless All-Purpose that does an excellent job cleaning that mud out of your interior and off your tires and engine bay and whatever else you need to clean. It's a good degreaser and all-purpose cleaner. So check that out, as well as all of our other products that we have for cleaning up your rig. You're going to need them. Go check it out right now. Do it.
Pro bundle. $99.99
Yeah, $99. Yep. Go get that. That's what you really need in your life. It's got everything in it. There's nothing you can't do without the pro bundle.
That's right.
Go check out Morflate, MORRFLATE.com. They have all your inflation and deflation things, and they will get you set up to do that. So make sure you check them out. Who am I missing? Toolbox Widget?
Yep.
Yeah. Toolbox Widget's got a bunch of cool modular stuff to put your toolbox back together and keep it together. Make sure you check them out. They are a new partner here, and they're pretty cool. They got a lot of cool stuff that they're working on, and they're coming out with new stuff all the time. So toolboxwidget.com. They also have those grip mats that I've been talking about lately, and they're just, I didn't realize how much I needed one of those until I had one. And now I'm like, oh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. So make sure you check that out. And then go check out Rad Designs and see what Rory's up to. And I think, is that everybody?
I think you got it. I just want to remind everybody of the TOP10 discount at Crawler Off Road.
At most and, of those places.
If you got any questions or you need anything, don't hesitate to shoot us an email. I mean, we're in the email every day, all day long. Replying to you real quick isn't an issue at all. So, you know, if you do have any inquiries or issues or questions or anything of the sort, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Contact form through the website or crawleroffroadropes@gmail.com and you'll find us.
Right on. I dig it.
Cool. Well, that's fun. Appreciate it. Okay. We're going to go Patreon. We'll open up the bread loaf a little bit more into Patreon.
Here we go. If you want to find that, go check it out at patreon.com/totaloffroadpodcast and get signed up over there, and you can hear whatever DJ is about to open the loaf on. I don't know. I'm there right now. There was a whole lot of innuendos when you were talking about like winch drum size, and there was a lot going on there, and I was like, I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut here. So we'll take that to the Patreon. Thanks for joining us, guys, for episode 206. And as always, we'll catch you on the trail. DJ, did you have any last words?
No, I already said them, pretty sure, without even being asked.
Any last words?
I'm good.
God damn it, you guys are worthless.